from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel's leader spoke with U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday and Robert Berger in Jerusalem has details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated President Donald Trump on the start of his term and thanked him for his deep friendship toward Israel. He also pointed to a key statement in Mr. Trump's inaugural address. Pointing to what he sees as a mutual enemy, Netanyahu said that he very much appreciates the new president's willingness to fight radical Islamic terrorism with full force. Radical Islamic terrorism is a phrase former President Barack Obama refused to use, one of the many differences of opinion he had with the Israeli leader. Netanyahu, who spoke at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, said there are many important things to discuss now with President Trump. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Syrian government and opposition delegates gathering in Kazakhstan for peace talks. Negotiations expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. 6-year civil war has claimed 470,000 lives, according to the Syrian Center for Policy Research. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. No word right now on when Barrow will return. And a Cameroon military helicopter crashing near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops and three others. General Jacob Koji was coordinating the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. President Trump due to meet today with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, and sign a number of executive orders as his administration begins its first full week of work. White House also says Mr. Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. That will happen at the White House on January 31st. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump spoke about the agenda for that meeting.
We're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA. But we're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the border. And Mexico has been terrific, actually, terrific.
President said he plans to meet soon with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as British Prime Minister Theresa May. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office on Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. Other nominees are proving a bit more contentious. After Sunday voting in France, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29th. That is when left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon had more than 36% of the vote to Valls' 31%.
En me plaçant en tête, vous avez adressé un message.
Hamon said, putting me in the lead, you have sent a clear message, he says, of hope and of renewal. With Europe shifting to the right and the deeply unpopular current president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, competition is expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race for the April-May presidential election. The biggest issues are the European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. Severe weather has killed at least 18 people. It happened in the southern United States, and forecasters are warning of more deadly storms to come. The governor of the state of Georgia declared a state of emergency in 7 counties that suffered deaths, injuries, and severe damage from the storms. President Trump spoke with the governor to express his condolences and offered U.S. government support for their recovery from the massive storms. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.